Retro, the trainer of Costa Centurion, he just absolutely annihilated him tonight.
Yeah, he went good, didn't he? It was a very good run.
Well, look, you know, you've been very, very careful with the horse. You've, you know, kept him in cotton wool. Well, he had that cold, put him out. A horse like this, you've got to look after.
Yeah, no, he's it's really sort of set him up now for the next month. It hopefully culminates in a run at Tabcorp Park on the 22nd of August.
So you're going to go for the Breeders' Crown?
That's our run.
All right, well, listen, you've had a fair few. Look, Cody Maverick, you can talk about Cody Maverick forever, but I know Costa Centurion certainly hasn't proved he's up to that class, but he's done everything you've asked of him. Could he potentially be the star that Cody Maverick was going to be?
You can't have back what we've already lost. But look, he's run that time tonight. They've gone within a second of what Cody ran his final in. Sat three deep the last lap, and he sort of blitzed him. So you've got to be impressed with the way things went tonight. Cody was an untapped talent. This horse just seems to do his best all the time. It's hard to say.
Would he go straight to Melbourne now?
No, he's got his Breeders' Crown heat in Mowbray next week, and then we'll reassess things from there. But Breeders' Crown heat, he's got to win that to go. The horses he run tonight will be in that. So if he goes around and does everything right, we should be going to Melbourne for semi-finals, hopefully on the 13th of August. That's our next program. Thank you very much.